afternoons on the Horn with Chad Hastings and Kevin Dunn.
Don't make me have to separate you two again. Damn it.
With the Longhorns Play and Austin Talk Sports. The Horn, 1049, AM 1260, and hornfm.com.
Afternoon delight.
I wait and I wait to make a new start.
Let's go hour number four on a Friday. Hope you're having a great start to the weekend. High school football goes to the playoffs. We'll get you to pregame at 6:45. Get you more on that coming up. Kevin Dunn is here. I'm Chad Hastings. Trey Elling headed home for the evening. I think it's Dylan that's producer for us the rest of this hour. I think that's right. Thanks to him for his extra work, and thanks to all the folks out here. Our man Charles got us all set up. Thanks to the folks out at HEB for being so nice to us. HEB, Wells Branch Parkway, is where we are today. Let's go right to the Vaqueros hotline and talk to one of our favorite guys we get to talk to every week. It is Brandon Lang of BrandonLang.com. If you like to put a little something-something on the games, you may want to pay attention. Brandon, how you doing on this fine Friday?
Hey, can I request maybe a little more of an upbeat song before I come on? And that I want to commit suicide, low-level ballad. My God.
You know, I feel bad.
Put the gun away.
Yeah, I am so sorry. You know what? We'll see if we can mix in some. We'll mix in a little more of a hard edge.
I mean, listen. Give me some Biggie Smalls or Tupac. You know, give me.
There you go.
Live or die in L.A. Now I can roll with that. But I mean, come on, man.
Yeah. All right. We'll work on that. I agree with you. That one may have been a little slow.
What is your favorite type of music?
You know what? I'm a sports handicapper. I live or die by games. I'm my emotions from one day to the next are up and down. So it's like Tom Cruise. I explain it this way: it's Tom Cruise and Jerry Maguire. When he gets in the car and he keeps cush and he's trying to get the right song, and then Free Falling comes on. He's like, yeah, that's it. That's the way I am. SiriusXM radio just can keep, you can go 1-1-1-1, then bam, there it is, and you're good to go. So it can be rap, it can be R&B, it can be rock, it can be classical, it could be 70s, 80s, 90s. Again, when you're 55, you've gone through a lot of eras of music. And by the way, speaking of music, if you haven't seen A Star Is Born, run out to the theater and see it. It's the Brandon Lang 10-star. So there you go.
Yeah, I saw it. It was fantastic. You're absolutely right.
Everyone's giving that 10-star. I mean, everyone loves that movie.
That was great. And I just saw Bohemian Rhapsody, the movie about Queen, and it was great too. So some good music movies out there right now. All right, Brandon. Obviously, there is not a ton of great college football games. We're going to hit the big ones, and then we'll ask kind of what else you're interested in this week. But, man, the Longhorns are involved in a big-time one, a top 16 matchup, if you will, with Iowa State. I see them favored here by 2.5. Obviously, it's a real tight line. What do you think of Tom and the Longhorns this week?
You know, it's I've been pretty spot on with Texas all year, going with, going against. I think Iowa State wins the game. I hate to say it on your station and not be a homer. They're 0-4 against the spread versus conference revenge. They're 0-4 against spread last home game. Iowa State just has been consistently solid all year long. Matt Campbell, 22-8 against the spread his last 30. 5-1 against the spread his last 6 away. I just think Iowa State, by the half point, get Iowa State +3, and I think you should be safe.
What about that over-under? His 17-7 game last year, I doubt it'll be that. I took the over. Am I dumb with that?
No, because if Texas wants to win, they're going to have to score. And I don't know if the safety being out hurts Texas a little bit. Iowa State offensively can get it going. I would lean towards the over, but again, don't get greedy. Pick your side and stay with it. There's some other totals I like in the NFL that I can hand you to make money on in college totals.
Gotcha. We'll definitely get to those. Also, I want to get your thoughts on the Syracuse-Notre Dame game. Doesn't matter what weird uniforms they're wearing and where they're playing this game. Notre Dame's playing really well right now. That's why they're a 10.5-point favorite. Would you lay those points, or do you believe in Dino a little bit?
Well, think about this. Northwestern got it to 24-21 and needed one stop with 5 minutes to go, and they just couldn't get that stop. I'm inclined to grab all the points you're going to give me with a football team that 5 minutes to go at Clemson, up 23-20. chance to win the game outright, a 24.5-point dog. This team's legit. And if you haven't seen Dungy play yet, you're going to be impressed. They go up-tempo. They push the bill. I wouldn't be surprised if Syracuse shocks the world, wins the game outright. 16-7 against the spread, playing an opponent with a win percentage greater than 600, including a current 8-0 against the spread run, most notably Clemson. Think about this. 7-3 against the spread with four outright winners if they're playing a team that is undefeated. Some really solid numbers for Syracuse here. You know, Notre Dame always has that one game. Every single year they've dodged landmines so far. I don't think they dodge it here. I'm going to call for Syracuse to shock the world on Saturday.
Yeah, right. It could definitely happen. Yeah. I know an upset that Texas fans are looking for is Oklahoma State maybe upsetting West Virginia. That line seems to have gone up. I see West Virginia 6.5-point favorite. What would you do here, Brandon?
You know, it's funny. I would be inclined to maybe lean toward the home dog if not for what happened to them last week, to lose the way they did, to go right down to the wire and lose to their rival. I just don't know how much they got in the gas tank. They're 0-7 against the spread their last seven after facing Oklahoma. Not a very good number supporting Oklahoma State. I think West Virginia is the right side.
Boy, that is a rough number for them. How about this UCF team, Brandon? Obviously, they're trying to make a statement. They get a little lucky that Cincinnati has now crawled into the rankings. But Kevin and I are both picking Cincinnati to win this thing outright. Do you think we're crazy?
Nope. You guys are exactly right. You're spot on. The Cincinnati team has just stayed underneath the radar all year long. Only loss was an OT at Temple. They could be undefeated and be saying, hey, what about us? Luke Finkel has done an unbelievable job. I'm a big believer in the offspring coaching-wise coming from rival universities. Look what Pruitt's doing at Tennessee. Best bet on Saturday on the website with Tennessee plus the points over Kentucky. Won the game outright 24-7. And, you know, you're getting the defensive coordinator of Alabama taking on a Kentucky team that's one-dimensional. They dominate him. Well, Finkel comes over from Urban Meyer at Ohio State, and he has built a program here. And this is a Bearcat team. It's 13-2 against the spread as a conference road underdog, including 6-1 their last seven. I wouldn't be surprised if this is shocker number two on Saturday with Cincinnati outright. But like I always say, you walk out of a 7-Eleven and there's a $100 bill sitting there, you pick it up. Don't give it to the homeless guy. You pick it up, pick in your pocket. So if they're willing to give you points, you pick them up and put them in your back pocket.
Fair enough.
I love it. Arizona at Washington State. Arizona's gotten their act together a little bit. They discovered who Khalil Tate is over the last two games. But I'm looking at this line, 10.5 Washington State. You go with the Cats here?
You know, it's you're talking about Arizona State and Oregon, right?
No. Arizona, Washington State.
Okay, got you. You know what? It's funny that Washington State has covered every game this year but one. And they are 10-0 in the stats this year. Ironically enough, they're only 123 in red zone defense. Now, last year they lost 58-37. So the revenge is definitely, definitely in their minds. But they're also 9-19 straight up before the Apple Cup, which is, of course, Washington next week. So I feel like Arizona is going to hang around. Hard for me to go against the team that's made me money all year long, but it wouldn't surprise me with what's at stake. They have a sleeper here with Arizona plus the points.
Talking with Brandon Lang, brandonlang.com. Definitely check it out. All right, Brandon, we've hit the big ones now in college football. It is a week overall, especially thanks to that SEC horrible scheduling in November. What do you like in college football? Is there anything else, a spread, an over-under, something else you really love on the college side?
Yeah, Northwestern and Minnesota. You look at Northwestern and you just play Notre Dame tough. You go into Iowa and pull off the upset and you punch your ticket to the Big Ten championship game. Now you got to turn around and go into Minnesota and play for what? What's there to play for?
Yeah.
You got a
good
Minnesota
point.
Team that beat Purdue 44-10 last week. T.J. Fleck has them going in the right direction. They're 5-1 straight up at home this year. Line opened up Northwestern 1.5. It's now Minnesota -1, which I thought they should have been in the first place. And I just think that this is a perfect spot. They win, they punch their bowl ticket, get their sixth win. And I just think they're in a perfect, perfect spot. Home team has won and covered the last four in this series. I'm in love with Minnesota at home.
Brandon, I don't remember a USC-UCLA matchup that had this or that lacked sex appeal like this one does. USC, I mean, Helton could be gone. UCLA is not very good. I see USC favored by 3. Would you touch this?
No. No, and your intel is correct because USC has contacted Jeff Brohm at Purdue. Louisville wants Jeff Brohm to come back home. That's what's on the table. That's my intel. It's very solid. The same intel that told me Bobby Petrino would be fired over the weekend, last weekend, and that's why I came big on Syracuse last Friday night. So it's a situation where who offers him the most money. My intel says he's going to end up back at Louisville. But, yeah, UCLA, USC, I can't remember the first time it had no fanfare to it at all. It's crazy, absolutely crazy.
Yeah, that's not normally a milquetoast game, but, boy, that is
matchup.
A dull game going into the weekend. Brandon, in the pro ranks, it is definitely not a dull game coming up in L.A. Monday night. Let's go ahead and start with Chiefs and Rams. Get your thoughts on that game. Rams favored by 3.5 now that it's been moved to L.A.
Three games this year that this game is going to be exactly like. It's going to be it's like you'd be watching the same game, only the different players. Minnesota Rams, Saints Rams, Patriots Chiefs. Final score of those three games, 38-31, total 69. 43-40, total 83. 45-35, total 80. So if you look at it in that context and go, wow, 63, it's such a big number, largest number in 30 years, just what's the final score going to be? Because neither one of these defenses, one of the defenses is going to have to make a stop at a critical time. Example, in the Saints-Rams game, I had a 200 dime play on the Saints, looking for number 5 in a row, first one since the Super Bowl, at 40. Stay with me here. It's 38-35. Saints drove, kicked a field goal. And Rams got the ball. And I literally turned to 5 people I'm watching the game with and say, well, I'm going to need 5 minutes to go in the game, guys. I said, I'm going to need Drew Brees. Go back. Rams are going to go down and score here. I'm going to need Drew Brees with the ball. I hope they leave some time on the clock so Brees has a chance to go down and get me a touchdown. And the Saints defense came out. I don't know if you watched the game. And they forced a 3-and-out right there. And then there was the punt, came up the 3rd and 6. He hits Thomas for the touchdown. There's your 10-point margin. You're going to see that same thing on Monday night. You're going to see that same thing where it's back and forth. Who gets that 3-and-out? Who gets that stop? That game's going. There was a reason why that posted total 63, guys. It's going to be one of the funnest Monday night games we've had in quite some time. By the way,
I'm with you.
This is going to be my biggest Monday night release since the movie came out in 2005. It is a game I absolutely love. I've reeled off 5 straight in the NFL, 4 straight winning Sundays. I've won 6 of the last 7 days, 2 straight winning weeks. I'm on fire right now, so it's probably a good time to jump on my NFL.
All right, BrandonLang.com.
Well, I got more winners for you. If you want Dallas, play Dallas money line. Everybody likes Atlanta in this game. I think Dallas found their identity last week. I think that offensive line played out of their mind. You're telling me you're going to trust Atlanta to lay points. They have no defense. They struggle in the red zone. People say that down by Dallas against Philadelphia. I don't believe there's a letdown. I think they figured out what they did in Dak's first year with Zeke. I think he needs to get 20, 25 touches. He did last week. I think they go down there and they beat him. I would take Dallas money line. I would take Minnesota money line over Chicago. People, you know, Trubisky this, Trubisky that, Chicago this, Chicago that. Let me explain something to you guys. You ready for this? Let me paint you a little picture real quick about the Chicago Bears, who everybody's going crazy about. Oh, my God, look at Chicago. Other than week 2 when they beat Seattle 24-17, here's who they beat. Arizona, Tampa Bay, stay with me. The Jets. Buffalo, the Lions, man. Oh. I mean, there's nothing there that makes you think that they're going to step up. Minnesota, if Thielen doesn't fumble, probably beats the Saints. They played the Rams. They played the Eagles. They played the Packers. I mean, this team is tested. And coming out of their bye week, they're the better team, getting points. You can't pass up. Take the Vikings money line. And last but not least, they got the best defense in the NFL. I came on your show last week. I told you it wouldn't surprise me if Tennessee beat the Patriots. Everybody said, wow, that's a ballsy call. I said, I said New England is a fraud. They're going to get exposed. I mean, I handed you, what was it, a 34-10 final? I handed you a 7.0 dog that just destroys New England. What else can I do for you there in Austin, Texas? come right back with Tennessee, plus the points. Indianapolis is in that same Bears category where they really haven't beat anybody. Tennessee goes there and keeps it going. And now take a deep breath because I'm going to tell you something. Don't be surprised to see the Tennessee Titans be in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Whoa. Oh, Brandon, they've got tons of former Patriots. I mean, up and down the coaching staff, front office, and the players. They're kind of building that same scheme. They're actually paying them, though.
If you look at it, Mariota's been hurt all year. He really has. He's been hurt. And in the NFL, injuries take their toll, especially at the quarterback position. And when that happens to you, you struggle. And they were able to tread water. They were able to do what they needed to do. But if you really break down their losses, they lost by 7 at Miami week 1. Lost by 1 at Buffalo. Ravens shut them out 20-0. And the Chargers beat them by 1 in London. Think about that for a minute. Just think about what I just said. Every single game. They could be undefeated other than the Raven game when Mariota had the hand problem. He basically played with a broken hand in the Ravens game. But other than that, all the fanfare is about Pittsburgh and Kansas City and New England and this team. If you really examine their schedule with their defense, they're legit. And I've already put a big bet on them to get to the Super Bowl and got unbelievable odds. And I'm feeling pretty good about it. That's my little sleeper I got going for you.
Hey, Brandon, we're up against it. But before we let you go, give me your thoughts on Texans, Redskins. Obviously, folks around here want that Texans vibe to keep going. And I'm a Cowboys fan, so I'd like their help beating the Redskins. Do you like the Texans on the road?
I tell you, to me, it's the hardest game on the board. But if I got a team that's won 6 in a row and covered 3 straight, I just don't trust Washington. Now, I say that, Houston's the right side of the game. They are the better team. Their defense is playing better. It's a bad matchup for Washington. But the Skins are 6-1 against the spread at home. They won ugly last week at Tampa. I would play Houston. But, remember that voice I told you about the Texas? What game was it? It was Texas and remember I said I didn't feel good about it? It was Texas.
Oklahoma State.
That's it. And I said, I feel like this is – I it's the same exact feeling. Houston should win this game and cover. But that voice is going, Washington just wins ugly. And Houston's due for a letdown eventually.
Yeah, if it goes ugly, you're right. The Redskins have seemed to win those games this year. That's Brandon Lang. Again, check out BrandonLang.com, especially if you are interested in that Chiefs-Rams game. Brandon, enjoy the weekend, man. We'll talk to you next week. We'll hit you on Wednesday if that's cool.
Absolutely, guys. Absolutely. Have a good weekend.
Hey, Brandon, we did have someone come by, one of our female listeners, who said, is that Brandon Lang coming on? Because I absolutely love that segment.
Oh, stop.
No, dead serious. Dead serious.
Listen, if that's true and she's hot, get her Instagram or whatever it is.
You have a good weekend, man.
Thanks, Brandon. Right,
see ya.
That's awesome. Good stuff there. If you just jumped in, Brandon's saying Syracuse wins for him. He likes Iowa State to win outright. Cowboys win. I hope he's right. And sounds like he likes the over on Kansas City and the Rams. He says don't be scared of that number. Come on, they're going to score. The defenses aren't that good.
Yeah, we've had Brandon and Chris from the Action Network, Chris Raybon, come on and tell us that. And you and I aren't gamblers. We just don't do this. So it's different than knowing football. They can only set those so high. And I remember a couple years ago, there was some Big 12 games like that, and they kept on saying, they said, guys, they can't go that high.
Can't make them 80.
They can't make it 80, right. So they're giving you this one. And that's what the over is on that. They're giving it to you. It should be probably, like he said, at 68 or 70. And Chris said earlier, They're just not going to go much higher than that. They can't.
Yep. They would tell you not to be afraid. All right. Thanks to Brandon for his time. Coming up, we'll get you the big three. Right now, I want to give you something big, and that's some big info on House Call Pro. If you are a owner of a home service business, I had a guy come by here, does pest defense, whether you're doing electric work, I mean, you're an electrician, you're a plumber, HVAC pro, carpet cleaners, maybe you're fixing folks' sprinklers, and you're doing lawn care, all that kind of stuff, trimming trees, whatever it is, you are one of our everyday heroes, and House Call Pro wants to make you even better. They want to make you a super pro with this incredible app, House Call Pro. It'll help you to run your business even better, give you everything you need to become a super pro, run your business on the go, build trust with your customers, join a community of like-minded pros, and you get to save time, which gives you a little more time to do what you want, to hang out with your family, do the things you love, maybe bet a few football games. If you're one of those everyday heroes and you want to learn how you can become a super pro, go to housecallaustin.com. Again, that's housecallaustin.com. All right, coming up, we'll get you the big three, including the crazy story in the Big 12. Yes, Les Miles is coming back to the Big 12. We're at HEB, Wells Branch Parkway. Come by and see us. Most importantly, get to your local HEB and get stocked up for all your tailgating needs this weekend. More coming on the Horn. Here on the Horn, HEB, Wells Branch Parkway. What do you got here, Dylan?
This is a new music Friday. This is called No Candle, No Light by Zayn and Nicki Minaj.
Zayn and Nicki Minaj. Looky there. They grow up so fast, don't they? My daughter is 12, and her first musical crush was One Direction. And now Zayn from One Direction is so popular, his last name doesn't even exist anymore.
So you know the Zayn
and
character?
And he's just Zayn, right?
Okay.
Sadly, I even know the last name. He is Zayn Malik when he was in the band. Now he's out of the band. He's on his own, and he's just Zayn.
Only Zaynes I know. Zayn Gerwitz, of course, the former Texas do-it-all little guy. And then wasn't there another lefty? Wasn't there a lefty pitcher for the Pirates named Zayn?
Zayn Smith.
Okay, there you go.
Play with the Braves, too.
Braves, there you go.
Yep.
That shocks my two Zanes. Shockingly, my two Zanes are sports-related.
Go with your strengths.
Right, yeah.
Hey.
I don't know any other Zanes.
Go with what you know. By the way, that's a tough combo there for Nicki. With all due respect to Nicki Minaj, Zayn and Nicki Minaj, Nicki is not winning the looks battle in that discussion.
Oh, really?
Zayn's a handsome little dude.
I thought she was – isn't she attractive? Or
Nicki's attractive. She's not – I just,
he's
I think,
that.
Yeah, I think he's better looking. I think Zayn's better looking.
I just looked up Nicki Minaj.
That's not going to work. That's not going to work. All right, let's get to the big three because Les is coming home to the Big 12.
The Big Three. The Big Three is brought to you by Dr. S. Brent Brotzman, an orthopedic surgeon providing personalized, empathetic, and cutting-edge care to all athletes from the recreational to the elite. BrotzmanSportsMedicine.com.
I had someone ask on the text line, hey, who's that orthopedic surgeon you guys talk about? That's him, Dr. Brent Brotzman. You can call him, 512-977-0000. I've gotten, I think, six or seven, you know, pieces of feedback.
Yeah.
All of them. Big Very time good. Thumbs up. And people are starting to feel better, too.
Yeah, I've seen somebody walk up to you at one of these deals at a remote and tell you that things have been going
he
well.
He limped up.
Yeah.
He was still working on the knee, but
he said
yeah. we're moving in the right direction.
He was doing it. All right, it's going to be Rock Chalk Less Talk in Lawrence. Actually, more talk because it's Les Miles in Lawrence, Kansas. Apparently, he's going to be the new coach of the Jayhawks. We'll see how that goes, but he is coming back to the Big 12. So I get my dream. It's a Big 12 media days that will contain Gundy and Holgorsen and the craziness of Les Miles added in. That's good stuff.
Is this a Christmas party that you're forced to go? Maybe Wendy's got a work Christmas party and you're forced to go and you're not really excited about it, but you find out someone's going to be there that could make this party worth it?
Bingo.
Okay.
Bingo. Absolutely. I want less my. In fact, what I want now is for for like pairs of these coaches to have to talk at the same time. So I want Les to sit right next to Dana Holgorsen and just start peppering them with football questions. That's what I want.
It is going to be kind of odd because, I mean, at least the guys I've talked to, everyone's pretty chill. For the most part, they were, including Bill Snyder. Like, you talk to the coaches.
Oh, sure.
Obviously, Cliff and Dana, you feel like you're having a beer with them.
Yeah. And I would love to do that, too.
Yeah, I would, too.
Out for a drink with all of them.
I walked in there not really knowing those guys and walking out thinking, yeah, you know what? You guys aren't that bad. Dana was great. Dana was just bitching about West Virginia and how much he hated the administration the whole time and how that was a time when he had this really nice summer house that he had rented out for the Olympics.
Oh, that's right.
And
they made him come back early.
They made him come back to do some head coach stuff or meet and greet, and he was all pissed.
He hated that.
For 10 minutes, he's talking about that, and then we go on air. I'm like, oh, I wish we could talk about this.
All right, let's get you the quick big three stuff. Injuries, Colin Johnson looks like he's probable to go, but Brandon Jones right now listed as doubtful by some for the game. Obviously, Texas and Iowa State, 7 o'clock. Tomorrow. Before we get out of here, let's get you a quick one and done because we're sponsored.
This segment brought to you by Texas Card House, Texas Premier Poker Club, your home for poker tournaments and cash games 7 days a week in Austin. Earn up to $100 a week in free club access credit. North Austin 183 in Anderson Mill and online texascardhouse.com.
And let's make it one last thing as well, Dylan, while we're at it.
One last thing.
Here's Kevin.
Expectations can be quite the bee in life, but sometimes they can help out, too. I feel like we've had a pretty good feel on this Texas team for most of the year, and I think we've had an overview that win or lose, this thing's moving in the right direction. I'm going to my first game this year tomorrow. I'm really looking forward to it. My expectations are a little bit lower because of some of those injuries. I expect this to be a damn good game back and forth, and I expect Iowa State to barely come ahead. With that said, I'm still happy with the direction. So I'll be doing post-game tomorrow. I'll probably be talking positively about where everything's going as long as we don't have a complete meltdown tomorrow. But, Chad, with the injuries at the end of the day, I think it's just going to be a little too much.
Notre Dame win or lose?
Notre Dame wins. I think it's going to be tight, though. But hopefully for all y'all, if you've not watched Notre Dame, give them a watch. And then maybe I'll take your opinion more seriously.
All right. Come on out and see us tomorrow. 3 o'clock, we start Longhorn Game Day, brought to you by Coors Light. Bebo Boulevard between gates 2 and 3 for Bucky and myself, and Texas Tailgarden, 17th and San Jacinto for Rod and Aaron. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thanks to HEB, Wells Branch Parkway, for having us out, especially Namta, the crazy screaming tamale
She's
lady.
Awesome.
She's unbelievable. Y'all have a great Friday. High school football playoffs coming up. See ya!
Nah! Chuck and Joaquin.